With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Congressman Jim Jordan has failed to win the vote to become House Speaker on a crucial second ballot. Next steps are uncertain as Republican lawmakers float other options. Jordan's refusing to drop out, though, angering some colleagues. 22 Republican lawmakers rejected his bid Wednesday, more than the day before. President Biden's met with Israeli first responders and the families of victims as part of his visit to that region.
The president moved from one Israeli to another as they each told him their personal stories in relation to the recent Israeli war with Hamas. He whispered to one woman who worked at a hospital treating Israelis and Palestinians.
Thank you for what you do.
As his meeting came to an end, he told the crowd of people whom he just met that they reminded him of a line from an Irish poem.
Too long a suffering makes a stone of glory. The thing that I found in just this real quick meeting with all of you is none of your hearts have turned to stone yet.
I'm Karen Chamas.
Also at SRNnews.com, France is wrestling with more security alerts.
France has raised its threat alert to the highest level as it deals with security concerns. The latest, the historic Palace of Versailles evacuated for the third time in the past few days. It was among a number of evacuations in the past 5 days around France, including three airports that were also forced to close for security checks. The airports are in the cities of Lyon, Toulouse, and Lille. They were evacuated following emailed threats, say police, who did not reveal any details. The Louvre Museum also had to evacuate in the past few days following the killing of a teacher in northern France. I'm Rita Foley.
The cost of health insurance is going up. The Kaiser Family Foundation released its annual employer health benefits survey, and the average cost of family health insurance rose 7% this year. This is SRN News. Well, this week we've been profiling the Eternal Wall of Answered Prayer project currently underway in England and its visionary founder, Richard Gamble. In an interview with Lori Tradup of SRN News, he says he, like most Christians worldwide, he's focused this week on events in Israel.
Yes. Given your heart for prayer, what would your prayer be for Israel, and how would you maybe offer some hope to Israelis today?
Where there are these major world events, God is always in the midst. So I would be encouraging everyone to pray for Israel and to pray for his people that are in that land, that they would be moved and guided by his will, that they would find peace and strength and most of all hope.
Richard Gamble adds that his project, expected to open in 2026, will be testimony to the fact that God moves in amazing ways in answer to prayer, especially in times of war. Learn more at the website eternalwall.us. This is SRN News. It's been a full day for President Biden during his visit to Israel. The latest from the Media Line's Felice Friedson.
President Joe Biden landed in Israel Wednesday morning, arriving to a situation that had deteriorated since he boarded Air Force One some 12 hours before. While airborne, news came of a major blast at a Gaza hospital that killed an estimated 500 people, triggering angry accusations that the Israeli military was at fault. The Israelis remain equally vehement in their denial, releasing video evidence to prove its point, which was accepted by President Biden. Nevertheless, Jordan's king canceled a planned meeting with President Biden and other Arab leaders in Amman following talks in Israel. The Iranian-backed Hezbollah terrorists based in Lebanon have threatened to make Wednesday an extreme day of rage. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and SRNnews.com.